potential sale of A-League club Perth Glory to a London-based cryptocurrency group has taken sports commentators and sports fans by surprise. If the deal is approved, fans would be encouraged to invest in the club by purchasing cryptocurrency, an Australian and possibly world first. Bridget Fitzgerald prepared this report.
2019 was a hugely successful year for Perth Glory. The side took out the A-League Premiership, its first silverware in 15 years. But behind the scenes, things aren't so rosy. The club racked up losses of $2.9 million in the past year. Owner Tony Sage says he can't bear those losses alone, and he's spent the past 18 months looking for a partner.
You know, I can't compete as a sole owner with the Manchester Cities, which own Melbourne City, the Bakery Group, which owns in Brisbane, and Chinese now own two clubs in Australia.
Into the London Football Exchange, or LFE.
The LFE is the world's first blockchain-based marketplace.
LFE's ambition is to own several soccer clubs with investment in cryptocurrency at the centre of the business model. Fans won't be forced to buy cryptocurrency, but investment is encouraged. If the sale goes through, Perth Glory would be the first in LFE's portfolio. And while nothing's been finalised, it's got football fans and analysts talking.
Absolutely fascinated.
Dr. Tom Heenan is a sports lecturer at Monash University.
This was a play to create a monopoly market within a stadium for Bitcoin, of which the new owner is obviously a prime investor of.
Whether this deal goes through or not, Dr. Heenan says it's clear that the era of sole club owners is over and diversity is the key to keeping A-League clubs afloat.
I don't think A-League clubs can actually compete successfully in the Asian market against more cashed-up leagues. So to keep yourself competitive, I think you have to allow in foreign investment.
Jack Anderson, the Director of Sports Law Studies at the University of Melbourne, says the blockchain model could be worth considering.
Investment in football clubs around the world takes many, many forms and many structures. Supporters, trusts, we've even seen stock exchange launches and private equity. But this seems to be the first, if not a unique type of investment.
The sale is set to be confirmed this week.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting there.